is limited on that. Let me ask you another question. It's been reported the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants whose families were separated $450,000 apiece. That would mean for a family of four, they would get $1.8 million.
That's not my understanding.
What is your understanding?
My understanding, and it's drawn from news reports because this is not something that the Department of Homeland Security...
You're the defendant in the lawsuits.
Is that it is that amount of money per family, but I may be mistaken.
That is not what has been publicly reported. It is per person. Do you think it is a good idea to pay illegal immigrants four and a half times what we pay the family of a service member who's killed in combat? And if we pay millions of dollars to illegal immigrants, in your professional judgment, will we get more illegal immigration or less illegal immigration?
Senator, let me say this, that I do not think a mother would travel to the United States in the hands of traffickers so that she can be separated from her 7-year-old daughter for a period of time, the duration of which she has...
Can you answer the question? Those were two yes and no questions.
I do not think that it would be a pull factor.
I said, is it a good idea to pay them the money, and would you get more illegal immigration or less illegal immigration if you give millions of dollars to illegal immigrants?
I cannot...
More or less?
I cannot speak to the advisability of settling the Federal Tort Claims Act, in which I am not involved.
But you have no view on whether
paying illegal immigrants
millions of dollars creates more illegal immigration?
Thank you, Senator Cruz.
Well, can he answer the question?
You asked that question two or three times.
And he's refused to answer it.
And your time has expired. You've gone longer than any
other. So the Secretary of DHS has no idea whether paying illegal immigrants millions of dollars produces more illegal immigration.
It has nothing to do with the substance of the question, but the fact...
Are you going to give him an opportunity to answer?
Once again, you've gone longer than any other senator. Senator Padilla.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.